graduated from UCD in 1989 in a class of 40. 37 of us left Ireland before that summer was out. We went to Berlin, we went to Boston, and we went all over the world to where there was work at a time when in Ireland there was very little work. And we received a welcome in those countries. We were accepted as equals. We were allowed to work, and our work was cherished. Here in Ireland, within the last week, an immigration bill has been passed by Dáil Éireann that stops you coming into Ireland if you're sick, if you're infirm, if your mental health is challenged. In other words, if you're not seen as being a willing worker. And it's not good enough that the Minister for Justice, Michael McDougall, is simply looking for economic migrants to fill jobs that the Irish cannot fill. It's not good enough that he is sending people back to Romania when Romania is an accession state in the year 2007. It's not good enough that he is using parents and children in the pawns of a game about economic issues. It's not good enough to make victims out of children. It's not good enough to have dawn raids and to have planes leaving under the cover of darkness where people are being sacrificed on the altar of economic progress. It's not good enough that the Irish presidency is sending out a message that if you're not white and not Irish, you're not welcome here. I call on the Minister for Justice to think again about the kind of policies he's pursuing, to produce an immigration policy that looks at the social issues, that looks at the racial issues, that looks at issues other than economic necessity as the basis for coming into Ireland. Your presence here this evening is King Minister McDougall to think again about people coming to Ireland, to think again about the image of Ireland that we want to have in the 21st century. And I believe, and my party believes, that a more diverse, multicultural Ireland is something that we should be applauding and cherishing in the 21st century, and that we should not be setting up a fortress Ireland. We should be sending out a message of pluralism, of diversity and of welcome, rather than putting down barriers and turning people away at the gate and sending people who have spent years in Ireland, who have established their families here, whose family have been schooled here, and taking them out of their houses at dawn and sending them away. So I hope that your presence here this evening will tell McDougall and will tell this government that he must change his policy. And it must be the ultimate irony that at the same time as he is sending people away from Ireland, other members of his cabinet are still making appeals to the US government and to the Australian government to let the Irish stay. Surely that is the ultimate two-faced policy of this government. So let him change his policy and let him welcome rather than turn people away at the gate and turn people away who have set up their lives in Ireland. Thank you.